A Jewish Journal article. Deborah Messing joins Stand With Us, Hineni Society Dinner, Israel fundraiser. Actress Deborah Messing was among those in attendance at a star-studded evening celebration during Stand With Us's annual Israel in Focus conference, held March 1-3 at the Hilton Hotel by LAX, where the iconic sitcom star emphasized her support for Israel while speaking out against Jew hatred. "Our collective call to action must be the dismantling of the colonialist apartheid narrative," Messing said, addressing a crowd of approximately 500 attendees, the majority of whom were high school and college students. "We must educate people about the history of Israel and the peace-loving, passionate, inclusive, resilient Israelis who've been living there for millennia." The actress, one of several Hollywood professionals who spoke out in support of Israel at a Stand With Us program on Saturday night, during the three-day conference. Other speakers included comedian Brett Gelman, Stranger Things, and his wife, Ari Dayan, an LA-based artist and performer, and John Ondrasik, frontman of the successful pop music group Five for Fighting. Earlier this month, Ondrasik, who isn't Jewish, released a single and music video that demonstrated his allyship with the Jewish and pro-Israel community in the aftermath of October 7. "One doesn't have to be Jewish to condemn the evil that is Hamas," Ondrasik said. Approximately 500 students from all over the world turned out to the Stand With Us conference, courtesy of Stand With Us. They were gathered before a crowd of high school and college students who are receiving tools from Stand With Us to combat anti-Semitism and stand up for Israel on their campuses through SWU's Selective Emerson Fellowship for College Students and Kenneth Leventhal High School Internship. Additional speakers included Israel Consul General in Los Angeles Israel Bakker, and Stand With Us founder and CEO Roz Rothstein, who presented Messing with the Guardian of Israel Award. The evening recognized several students with awards, including Ben Sisman and Emmett Kleiger. Each was given the Star of David Award. Attendees included Stand With Us President Esther Renzer, along with philanthropists Adam and Hila Milstein, Natty and Debbie Sidoff, and Rita and Steve Emerson. The three couples are longtime supporters of Stand With Us, a pro-Israel, nonpartisan education organization that supports Israel through extensive social media campaigns and provides help to college and high school students through its legal arm. From left, Hineni Society co-chairs John and Heidi Monkarsh, Representative Richie Torres, JFEDLA General Campaign Chair Lynn Bider, Les Bider, and JFEDLA CEO Rabbi Noah Farkas. Courtesy of Jewish Federation Los Angeles. Jewish Federation Los Angeles, JFEDLA, held its Hineni Society dinner, featuring U.S. Representative Richie Torres. On February 26, Torres, a Democrat whose congressional district in New York includes most of the South Bronx, has long been an outspoken ally of Israel, particularly in the aftermath of the October 7 attack against the Jewish state by Hamas. "As Representative Torres and all our speakers noted, it's essential that we unite as a community to reaffirm our commitment to a thriving Jewish future," a JFEDLA statement said. The dinner was a shining example of that unwavering commitment. Hineni Society members make a minimum family gift of $100,000 to JFEDLA's annual campaign or to its Israel Crisis Fund. Creative Hearts for Israel Committee. Courtesy of Creative Hearts for Israel. Creative Hearts for Israel Committee Chair Tamara Stavinsky, along with Raina Resnick and Shauna Jackson, are part of a group of Jewish women working to give back to Israel. On February 22 at Sinai Temple, the three helped host a silent and live auction fundraiser, featuring art, jewelry and memorabilia, to support the mental health needs of Israelis suffering in the aftermath of October 7. About 450 people attended, wanting to help Israel in its urgent time of need. Artist and activist Tomer Peretz was the guest speaker, and he discussed his experience with PTSD while emphasizing the need for mental health support. The auctioneers, Guy Bengal, Rami and Ronan Varsha, donated their time as well. Nearly $150,000 in funds were raised to benefit American Friends of Natal, which assists Israelis suffering from trauma and PTSD. More than 23 Jewish women were part of the Creative Hearts for Israel committee, working diligently for the past 4 months to organize the fundraiser. To support the efforts of American Friends of Natal, visit afnatal.networkforgood.com.